where do y'all think that I'm from based off of just the way that I talk?
Good question. So the first thing I noticed was how you pronounce the word could.
This one where I could really sound...
You push that vowel really far forward in the mouth, pronouncing it more like kid rather than could. I immediately recognize this as the trait of the low back merger shift, and there's only a few places in the country where it's present. Pittsburgh, Ohio, New England, and California. But your accent is also rhotic, meaning that you don't drop the letter R at the end of syllables or words. Listen to how you said here in this clip.
You know, I was born here, I was raised here, I plan to die here. You feel me?
So immediately we can strike New England from the list, because typically New England English is non-rhotic, at least in the Boston area. So I watched your video back a few more times, and I noticed this as well.
But I feel like it's pretty ambiguous.
You probably missed it, so I'm going to play it one more time. Listen to how he says the S sound in it's a.
But I feel like it's pretty
It's very, very subtle. But did you notice how he said the S sound more like an SH sound, saying it's a rather than it's a? He does this to pretty much every S in the video, by the way.
In my Instagram.
Now, the palatalization of the S sound is pronouncing it with your tongue close to the roof of your mouth, so it sounds more like an SH sound, is a trait of California English. Listen to how Bay Area native Ryan Coogler pronounces person as Persian in this clip.
You're not even a shame Persian.
Now, at this point, I've narrowed down what state you're from, but we can do better than that. Are you from NorCal or SoCal? I watched your video through again, and I noticed that in a lot of sentences, or even a lot of just independent clauses of sentences, you end on an upwards intonation, even when you aren't asking a question.
I feel like when I tell people, like, yeah, y'all get it, and y'all are like, oh yeah, no, that makes sense.
This is called uptalk. It's very common in both NorCal and SoCal, but this led me to believe you were from SoCal for a couple of reasons. The main one being that in NorCal, uptalk is almost exclusively used by women, or at least people who are socialized as women, where it attempts to transcend gender boundaries a lot more in SoCal. So I was pretty sure that you were from SoCal at this point, so I checked your Instagram bio to confirm, and would you look at that, you are from LA.